Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. And so glad. I hope that you joined us on our morning show. God, it was a good one, wasn't it?
It went fast. It was an interesting show. A lot of inspirational stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyways, if you are just joining us right now this afternoon, we are restarting our day here in a positive way. And we're going to talk a lot about some really great things. I'm really excited you're here. I do want to remind you that like us on Facebook. And if you miss any part of our show, you can find us on KimPaganoShow.com. You can listen there and also on iTunes. And joining us today, well, we've got Spence in the office here, in our office,
right? Yes, right here in the studio.
Yeah,
it's my office.
Okay. And Cheryl.
Hello, how are you?
All right. And we've got Coach Ron Tunick. He is joining us here today. I'm so glad you've been on my shows. And I'm
honored to be here.
We had a good time, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
it's really always have a good time with you.
I know.
Always have a good time with good-looking blondes.
Oh, see, there you go. Okay, and talking about somebody who's really pretty, and she's got some really good stuff. Although, I don't know, this looks a little... anyways, Christine Smith here from Deerdorf Farms.
It's been a while.
I know. You know, it's funny. I was in Ecuador, and I was looking at all the banana farms, and all. I was thinking about you the whole time, thinking, I need to bring some of these vegetables back, but you really can't. You know, you got to go through customs.
Yeah, so. Bananas. We don't have those here.
Yeah, and also joining us in the studio is Lorenzo here, and can I say it, DeStefano? Is that correct? Okay, great. And he's the board of directors of Ventura Film Society, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we have lots to give away. And so I want to open up our phone lines at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We've got tickets to a couple shows that you've got coming up, right? We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we've got, Coach, tell us about these things.
The Taste of the Caneo, donated by BogoPod, and there's some neat stuff in there. There's free Jersey Mike's, free beer, free cupcakes.
Beer? Did you just say beer?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. I love it. Well, we're going to give away a couple of those. So all the way through the show, all you have to do is call 419-0008, and when you hear something that we're going to be giving away, just leave us your name, your number, and your email, and tell us what it is that you're calling about. That's how we can connect with you, and it enters you in to win something. So let's get started with Christine. Christine, how's it going?
It's going well.
Couple more people joining your group, and tell everybody about it if this is their first time listening.
Yeah, so from Deerdorf Family Farms, I'm Christine Smith, and we recently started a CSA, Community Supported Ag Program, so you can buy a biweekly variety box of our certified organic, locally grown veggies from Deerdorf Family Farms. So we just had deliveries last week, so I brought in a box, and I'm here to share about what we have available from the abundance grown in Ventura County.
So we have this thing. What is it called again?
So one of the ones we had for the boxes this week was kohlrabi, and it's a new one for a lot of people, and I think it's a new one for you as well.
Yeah, I have never seen that. Have you, Coach?
No, but it's interesting, Christine. It looks like an octopus.
It does. A lot of people said it's just an alien plant, but it's in the cabbage family, and it's kind of has the feeling of broccoli, that kind of that rubbery feeling that broccoli has.
You boil it, steam it.
You can actually do anything with it. We had it raw in the office last week with a little of that tahine lemon cilantro.
Oh, I love that
seasoning
yeah.
on it. You can roast it like you do with any other kind of hearty vegetable. I have a couple recipes on the back for a soup and a roasted kohlrabi.
What's it called? What's this thing called?
Kohlrabi.
Should take a picture of this and put it on your website.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
It's hard to imagine without seeing it. But so we had that, and we had some flat Italian parsley, red cabbage, romaine, celery, green kale, black kale, rainbow chard, some berries, and some orange carrots. So it was a colorful full
some box. Orange carrots. That's an interesting color for carrots.
Well, we have them in purple, red, yellow, white. So
can I ask you about this word bugs me?
Organic.
This word really bugs me. What does organic mean?
Yeah. Well, that's I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, so
thank you.
Organics, Deerdorf Family Farms, they're fourth generation. They've been around for 75 years, and we grow both conventional and organic. So with the organic side of things, it just means that any of the pesticides or fertilizers that are used on the crops are all made from natural materials. So nothing synthetic is basically what it means. So it's different types of oils, you know, plant-based formulas, just things that are natural. And it for us, you know, it produces a really good, really great.
Yeah, you've got amazing.
We have great farmers who
you need to get this. Your wife would be really happy with you.
Well, she I'm not getting mean when I say this, but she buys organic bananas. I don't like the taste of a regular banana that I get like at, you know, Trader Joe's versus a organic. They taste different. Why?
Because you must be used to the chemicals.
What do you
know,
think?
It can be. I mean, it can be how they're grown and the type of soil. Anything in the dirt can get into the product. You know, our celery, we pride ourselves on it being very salty and full of minerals. And just because of this great, you know, Mediterranean growing region that we have in Ventura County, and you know the products that we use on it, you know, the organic and conventional. Even on our conventional, we practice that soft pest management.
So is our pesticides used with organic vegetables?
Yeah, so they're just they're organic pesticides. So anything there's fertilizers and pesticides. So the pesticides are for bugs. You know, we still use things to kill bugs. We use, like I said, it's just, you know, oil based, plant based.
But it's not
materials.
Bad for you, right?
No, it's not bad for you, but you know, there's that whole discussion and we don't need to
go there.
That could be a whole other topic, but you know, we grow both ways, and we got started growing conventionally, you know, when they began 75 years ago, and you know, the organic just started in 05. So it's a growing business, especially these days, and that's definitely kind of where we're looking to expand the product line.
So what's going on with Deerdorf right now? I know you guys are growing like crazy. No pun intended.
Yeah.
There. That was good though, right?
Well, yeah, with our fresh picks, we added a few new drop-off locations around town.
So where are all the drop-off locations?
There's a couple in Oxnard. There's the Whole Foods is the one at the Collection. And then we have a bunch in Camarillo. So Be Real Fitness, Camarillo Flower Shop, Melissa May, Wine Cellars, and a couple schools. So
very cool. And I know you guys are really into the schools now, of really mm-hmm. teaching the kids how to eat right. That's where it starts, you know. I mm-hmm. mean, is, you know, yeah. they took the French fries and all that stuff out of the schools.
And you donate
right?
money back, don't you, Christine?
We do. So 1% of the Fresh Pick sales are going to go to the Whole Foods Whole Kids Foundation. And our plan is to do a salad bar. We just did a salad bar at a school in Oxnard a couple months ago, and then our plan is with this to do another one at some school in Oxnard. We don't have it finalized yet, but we love the local schools, and we're really involved with a school garden in Oxnard, and do as much as we can to stay connected here and help out. So
are we still doing the cooking classes? What's up with that?
Yeah, so the first cooking class with Seasons Catering is next Tuesday,
okay,
the 25th, and you can go to Seasons Catering and check that out and talk to Daisy. So it's going to feature our box from last week. So it'll have, I'm not sure the menu yet. She hasn't given that away. But so it'll teach, you know, an intimate group of, you know, a class how to cook the CSA, and you get wine and a take-home packet of menu items. And that's next Tuesday, the 25th. And I don't think, well, it's only a couple days away. So you'll have to email people at Seasons and see if you can still
get
in.
Can you give out the email?
It is, let's see, here we go.
Where did it go?
It's, so it's daisy@seasonscateringca.com.
Okay, perfect.
Or just go to Seasons
do
Catering.
Do you and your wife, or do you guys ever do cooking classes?
I have not, but I will next Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love cooking classes. I love to.
Years ago when I had my show, Tommy, I don't know if you remember, there was a lady in town that did a cooking class, and I went, it was fun. Really
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I love cooking classes. I think it's fun. It's like, that's why I love this, because I wouldn't go and buy, what do you call
Cole
this?
Kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi. Okay, I would be like, what am I going to do with this? But I love it. So let's talk about what's in this box this week. Okay, so you can make a roasted kohlrabi.
Yeah, so I haven't roasted it yet. I've just had it raw, just like I said, sliced with some seasonings, but I think it would taste good.
Bitter?
It's like a mild radish is what, and it's kind of the same consistency. It's crunchy, it's white on the inside.
Do you peel the outside off?
I did just because I think it's really fibrous. It might be hard to digest. So I took
Well, hold it
off.
Up to the camera so people can see it.
I will do that.
we'll put a picture. I put a picture on the Deerdorf Facebook page. So
okay.
So I'm constantly updating
that. Put it on
that,
the Kim Pagano
but
show.
But we'll share it with you. And
then, then a kale salad.
That's a famous.
I love kale salad. You know what I've been doing is adding a little bit of chicken with it and cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got some really good organic dressing, even oil and vinegar, you
cilantro,
know,
cilantro, lime,
yeah,
vinegar.
Kale's the new something, right?
It is.
Kale's hot.
And it's so good for you.
And it tastes good.
It does taste
Kale's
good.
The new Fritos, I think.
There you go.
Look at the picture of her strawberries.
I know.
Do your strawberries really look like that?
Well, I have some in the box. We got them from the California Giant Berry Farms this week.
Isn't it one of the healthiest foods?
If you have high blood sugar, they say strawberries
blueberries
are two of the healthiest fruits. Right, Christine?
Interesting.
That
probably is true. I think I've read a lot about, all these veggies.
So you put a strawberry nut bread.
Yeah, I just made this last week.
Ooh, that sounds
really good.
Did you bring that in today?
Unfortunately, no. I brought it into work. I know. Darn. I brought you kohlrabi, so even better.
Thank you. Boy, I'm so excited about the kohlrabi.
Yeah, it's good, but it'll get you going.
You know, I'm glad that you added this. So roasted carrots with coconut oil.
So good.
If you guys start switching over to coconut oil, it's so healthy for you. I even heard that there's a coconut sugar.
What are
that
the benefits
you can
eat?
Oh my gosh.
Oil.
I have to tell you, I've been reading up on it, and one of my girlfriends is like coconut everything. You could put it on your skin, you could put it on your hair, you can brush your teeth with it. It's supposed to be so healthy. So, yeah. There is something that you can,
If it'll make me look younger, I'll try.
But, and then also the slow cooker cabbage rolls.
One of our customers shared that with us. So I haven't tried it yet, but she swears by it. And so the cabbage, it's strong and it holds up when you cook it. So I think that's cabbage and chard and collard greens are great for wraps, as your tortilla, just shove all your goodies in it. And if you don't want to have the bread, but just adding it to anything as you can is
maybe one of the
fun.
Best fibers. Cabbage, did you know that?
Yeah,
it's
a good one.
Good. And you know what I do? I make a cabbage salad. I'll have to give you that recipe.
Get your trains going on time.
Yeah, there you go. Let me tell you.
You have trains?
I don't know. I have to tell you though, when you go on vacation, your trains stop.
That's good though.
Yeah.
But we're planting some new veggies to be ready for spring and summer too. So right now it's still, it doesn't feel like winter, but it's still our winter.
Can people
crops.
Come to your, I would love to go to a farm. Could you guys do a farm tour?
We're not open to the public. So our fields, we have 1,500 acres spread throughout Ventura County. Mm. So we don't usually do public tours. We've done, organized groups, visitors and a farm day that's going to be coming up again in September. But I don't know, unless you want to. Go see 1,500 acres.
I would love to. Personally, I would love to go and spend a couple of hours picking strawberries or picking.
Yeah, we don't do the you pick thing, and that's kind of what the fresh picks thing is for. Is we're able to still share it with people without, having people in the fields and it's an easier program
through
for
your
us.
Home, right? There you go.
But
so tell everybody again, where do we find it? Definitely, I really recommend you get one of these boxes. It really kind of takes you out of the box, because you buy things that that you wouldn't pick up yourself.
Yeah, only $25 for anywhere from 12 to 15 pounds of organic veggies, and it's a great deal. And you're getting a lot of value added to it. So just go to Deerdorf Family Farms, Fresh Picks. You can Google that or Fresh Picks at DeerdorfFamilyFarms.com. DeerdorfFamilyFarms.com/FreshPicks. Just
Google it and I'll
help you out.
There you go. And really great recipes and way to store them and all that stuff. So it's all on there. Thank you so much,
Christine.
I love that you're a part of our show. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio in here. And I would love to give something away. Let's give some tickets to the Ventura County Film Society.
Yes, sounds good. That's two pair tickets, Contiki from the Ventura County Film Society, and we have those for you right now. What is the number?
419-0008. That's 419-0008. Leave us your name and your number and your email, and we'll get those right to you. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got a party in here, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got great vegetables. We've got lots of stuff that we're talking about. And joining us today is Coach Ron Tunick. I know that he's a dear friend of mine. You've talked to him years ago on how many?
Well, I produced your show, girl.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, but for
I
mean, how long have you been on?
Tommy and I have been together 14 years.
14 years, exactly. Yeah. So, wow.
But that last segment, real quick, Deerdorf Farms, that this box, really, I mean, the more I'm looking at, what a clever idea for them.
No, really. It is. I'm telling you, because you get to still have everything that you wouldn't really go out and buy. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's such a great thing. Anyways, Coach, what are you going to talk about? What's the one thing that really holds
well,
us back?
Well, you know, I every morning when you were on during the week, I would listen. Every morning at 8 o'clock when you were on, I would listen to your show. And you were so – you have still today great guests, and you were inspiring and inspirational to me personally. And I was thinking, you know, it's the weekend, and Friday sometimes a tough day for people, and – The idea that people give up on their dreams too early is what I want to talk about today, that keeping your dreams alive, knowing that whatever you want to accomplish in life, you can do it, but it happens between the ears. It's a mental thing first, and then if the mental thing is working, it becomes an emotional thing. And then when you get the emotion involved, that's where the energy comes from. But there's one thing that holds us all back. One thing, and that's fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, I train. I coach athletes. I coach PGA, all kinds of athletes, PGA pros. I just got back from doing a workshop in Las Vegas for a hotel chain. And when I'm talking to executives at any level, I understand the one thing that a lot of people don't understand. We all have fear. We're all humans. We all have the same issue. And what separates the winners from the losers is the winners have figured out how to manage their fear.
And I totally agree with that. You know, we've got the Olympics going on right now, right? And here we are. What makes them, they have to be in the moment. They have to talk themselves through. There was a couple people that, you know, we have life coaches, and then we have mind coaches, mm-hmm. you know, and you have to really have your mind in knowing that you're going to be a winner, that you're not going to let any, it's a psych. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I can't think of the kid's name right now. Maybe Tommy knows it, but the kid that won the guy that said Stoke 15 times.
Yes.
On the board, Tommy.
That's got to be the redhead kid.
Yeah.
I know who you're thinking of.
Not Bodie?
No. But, you know, he, in an interview, he said that he went fearless. He wanted to, his number one goal was to have fun, that he didn't get himself in all psyched up and all tense. And you know, I don't care whether you're going to work on Monday or you're in the Olympics. We all suffer from the same...
that negative voice that tells us
absolutely.
We can't do it.
Absolutely.
But you know what? There was one guy on the Olympics, and he said every time he goes there, he's like super successful, but then he goes there, and it was his last turn. I think he was on... I can't remember, on the scooter skater or something like that, and it messed
up,
you know.
It's common
so
that we all try too hard. You know, sometimes when I'm trying to come up with an idea or a twist, or maybe we're going to call the Kim Pagano Show the Organic Show, but, you know, we try too hard.
Right.
And sometimes the best thing to do is just to back off. Sometimes being patient with yourself and allowing things to happen. Being patient,
you know,
is part of the process.
I have to tell you, okay, so my husband, his favorite saying in life, it is what it is. Okay, it is what it is. And I used to say, no, what do you mean it is what it is? I can make this happen. But when we really come down to it, it is what it is.
Well, your husband's very, very successful. I think if we get him back on the show and draw him out a little bit, a lot of times I'll say the same things. It is what it is. It's more of a, let me just deal with what's happening right now as a reality check. I really don't want to put the emotional energy into it, so it's a way of just relieving myself of having to have a pity party. You ever have a pity party?
I have a pity party, and I call it Pity City. And it's like I give myself 5 minutes, and I'm out of there.
Yeah.
You know?
You sound like my wife. She says, you got 5 minutes, go.
Yeah, really.
But fear, if we could understand that fear is between the ears, that... Susan Jeffers wrote one of the great books of all time, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's a book I recommend in all my workshops. And fear, everything is learned. We learn to be fearful as children. You know, what did your mother say to you? Don't talk to strangers, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't walk across the street. Don't.
So why do you grow up and you don't want to get into sales?
Yeah. I actually love talking to strangers. That's one of the things. You know, I do. I love to find...
Well, you're a hair therapist.
That's right.
You're my hair therapist.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? So.
But, you know... if we could understand what stops us from achieving our dreams, that's our thought for today, for this weekend, is that your dreams can come true. Sometimes they don't come true in one big dream. Sometimes you have to take little tiny steps to climb your mountain so that when you get to the top of your mountain, there's your dream. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Coach Ron Tunick. We've got Lorenzo here from the Ventura.
Lorenzo was on my show often.
And I
can't wait for him to come on,
because
what he does for the community.
I know. I mean, and you have a vision. That's kind of where I was going. We've got Christine here from Deerdorf. We've got Cheryl and Spence. But you have to have a vision. But then, you know, then you got to follow your vision, right? And you have to have people that are going to help you kind of mold your vision so that.
Well, vision is a good word, but I use another word, purpose. So at any age, you can repurpose. At any age, whether you're 25, 35, 55, 85.
Repurpose.
Is that
what you said? I like that a lot. Repurpose.
So repurposing means that, and it's, you know, a cliche, but it's true. You can start your life over today. Literally today on Saturday, you can start your life over. But you have to have a plan. So here's a cheap plug for my book that Tom's heard me say many times in the thinking room. Cheap plug. Put some time into thinking before you put your plan together. Put some time into thinking before you take action. Most people get so frustrated because they haven't achieved all the things that they want to do is they just go for it. They just create an action.
Are you talking about, okay.
Well, no, I'm not talking about you, but you know, you've got all these different roads and choices and paths to take in life. So if you choose the wrong path, and that's a year or two of wasted energy, that's what it is. It's wasted energy.
Correct.
So I would put more time into thinking, more time into doing research. Today, nobody can make an excuse about not doing research.
Oh,
the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the internet allows you to do scholarly acts. So I'm not a scholar by any stretch of the imagination. But I know how to study. I know how to discover. And so it doesn't make any difference what your dream is. If you're pursuing something, investigate it, discover it. What are the best people in the country doing? What are the top 10 people in that particular industry doing? Modeling them is not a bad idea.
I totally agree. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. So where would you start?
I would start with getting quiet. And I talk to my kids about it. In fact, one of my oldest daughters I'm coaching right now, and I say to her, you know, you've got to find a quiet spot in your life every day. You know, a lot of times I'll go to my office and I will just sit down for 15 or 20 minutes and I will put my feet up and I will literally sit there and literally do nothing. And all of a sudden, when you get so quiet, things come into your brain. It's amazing. I can't explain. I'm not
No, I totally get it. And that's one of the things that I really got from my vacation is, you know, I felt like I was just going like on that treadmill that you can't get off. Have you ever, any of you ever felt that way?
We all have.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so sometimes like what you're saying is you just, I was away from everything and I kind of looked at, it just came to me. I
didn't
didn't really think about one thing. I just did what you said. You know, it just kind of, I wanted to be clear on.
Well,
here's
an example I do in my workshops. I take a plate, but here I'll just take a piece of paper. So I put it up to my eye. See how I'm doing this? I'll put it in front of my eyes. So when you have a problem and that problem's overwhelming, it distorts everything else around. You can only see the problem. I can only see this paper in front of me. I can't see the rest of you in the room. Right? That's an analogy I'm making. So when you have a problem, the first thing you need to do is back off the problem so you can get some perspective on what is going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like you can't see the trees from the forest.
Absolutely.
Right? So you got to get out of it.
Right. And sometimes the best thing to do is do nothing. The best advice ever given to me in my life was when I was 21 years old and my boss said, wait 3 days and do nothing. And when you have the ability to wait and be patient, things develop. Sometimes things develop on their own. Sometimes ideas come to you where you can develop those ideas. But taking immediate action isn't always in your best interest. Putting some time between you and that problem and then doing research, whether it's a health problem, a business problem, a job problem, a life problem. You know, we suffer in this state of a high divorce rate.
I was just going to say, yeah, and I'm going to just add one thing to that. One of my girlfriends got a divorce, and she was like, oh, my God, what do I do? And I said, don't do anything for a year. Don't do anything for a year. It's been a year, and she said that was the best advice. She would have sold everything, moved on, given it to her ex, you know, vice versa. She didn't do anything, and she's still sitting in the same spot with her house, and she still owns her, and she's like, I like my life. I like it. That was a really – things kind of work, seem to work themselves
but
out.
But people get married for all the wrong reasons. You know, there's a tiny percentage of people that get married, stay married, and like and love their spouse after 15 years. So take time to get to know somebody. Take time. You know, why do you have to get married?
Right.
And so some people would say, well, you know, you got the lady pregnant, and I understand all that. But why did you get her pregnant? What was the process? So I don't want to get too deep into the subject. All I'm saying is take time to do your homework. Take time to investigate. Take time for discovery. There is so much information on the World Wide Web. What are other, you know, it's interesting. We get locked into what's happening in the United States. There's a lot of great things happening in other countries, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on in other countries? What are other people doing to win in life? Does that make sense?
Love it. Love it. I mean, and that's really what it's all about is, you know, and also on one of our shows we talked about is you need to have really positive people around you. because they can bring you down too.
Right. Let me finish on the fear thing. The reason people don't succeed at certain heights or certain levels is they're not willing to take risks. Now, this, hopefully you'll invite me back and we'll get more into this. So you have to be able to take a risk, you know, to win, right? And if you're not willing to take a risk, it's very difficult to achieve great results. Because when you look at all the, and I'm generalizing, so I apologize, but when you look at people who are immensely successful, they're big risk takers, whether doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs, they took big risks. Now, people say, well, they had money. No, no, no. They had more than money. What they had was a belief system that was so strong that they wouldn't give up on their passion to succeed. And so when you're willing not to give up, that means you're going to have some downturns, right? You're going to have some disappointments. You're going to have some bad days, slow days, worse days. People are going to say no to you. People are going to say you're not good enough. That's why I'm the only guy in America at my age watching American Idol. I think this is one of the great, yeah, do you watch American
Idol? I actually do. You know, and I also like The Voice, okay? I'll tell you why, is they can't see the person, because I think that even though I'm in hair, okay, is people that, you know, take care of themselves, look better, guess what? That is going to take you right to the top to start
off
with.
Well, I'm just thinking of American Idol, the thousands and thousands of kids that tried out.
I love it. I love,
the risk that they take and the ability for them to fight through the fear. Cheryl wants to say something.
How would you communicate to the person who stands there and says, I think you're wrong? When they do their thing and the judge says, you know what, this is wrong, you could work on that, and they defend themselves. They get defensive, they get negative, they say, I don't care what you say. I know that I'm good, and this is my dream. Now, how do you approach it when they do that?
Well, great, brilliant question, and this happens all the time in life. You're going to work on Monday, and your boss says, you know what, you're not getting a raise. When you let other people make the important decisions about your life, you're in trouble. That's why your own belief system has to be so strong. You have to be resilient. So your boss says, well, you're not good enough, or the judges on American Idol say, well, you didn't make the cut this year, and you know down deep you have the talent. Well, you've got to find a way to get that talent to be more exposed. You've got to find a way to be more interesting, more. Look, I'm not in the entertainment business per se, but I am. So I think all the time, how can I be more interesting to people? You know, in my business, I have to be a better storyteller, because I, after all these years of doing business coaching, what works, what people remember, are the stories that I told. So instead of, I do less preaching and more storytelling. So I'm still learning. So for the person that puts up that defense and says, no, that's not healthy. You take some stuff in and you analyze it for the information. And who's, you know, so if Jennifer Lopez says something and I'm a singer, I'm probably going to pay attention, right?
Right.
If Keith Urban says something and I'm a country singer, I'm probably going to pay attention.
There you go.
So, yeah, there
Find
you go.
Find mentors in your life, exactly, right?
Amen,
there
sister.
There you go. Yeah. You know, and what I was going to say.
I'd say that's number one. Yeah. Find, you're a hair therapist. So if somebody was going to, if there's a young lady out there that wants to do hair, I'd go see Kim Picano.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I am a master trainer, but, you know, I've had a lot of people. I want them to
I
ask wanna me
I
want
to do hair. I want to come back. Can I, how?
We've already gone down that route before.
No,
yeah,
okay.
Okay. But anyways, you know what, Coach Ron Tunick, I love it. You know, I was think you were leading to Think and Grow Rich, that book. You actually gave it to me.
Yeah.
And best gift.
It's a book that'll change your life for $7. This is a book about the richness of the mind. It's not what you think it is.
But let me tell you, what the message I got is, if you think you're almost there and then somebody cuts you off like American Idol, or you're, you know, you have a bad day, you're almost there. Why give up? You're there. I mean, you're almost, you know, I think that's the message I got from it.
Some people just get tired, and I think that's why they give up. Then they can't, they don't have the energy to do it one more time because they, for so many times, they said, this last time, I'm going to do it, and it doesn't happen. So how do you overcome that?
We're going to bring Lorenzo on here in a minute on the Kim Pagano Show here on a beautiful Saturday in Ventura County. But Cheryl, brilliant point. We all get tired. Winners get tired, too, but it's the same thing when I'm doing my workshops. It's temporary. The failure is not getting out of bed in the morning. Every one of us experience temporary defeat. Every one of us gets tired. The difference between the people that get tired and just fall down and don't get back up is the difference between winning and losing. So if you're tired, and we had that guest on early this morning, self-awareness is so important. Why are you tired? Sometimes I'm tired, honestly, because I didn't sleep the night before. And I'll say to myself, okay, all right, let's get more sleep tonight. In my book, In the Thinking Room, I talk about pacing.
It's a great book, pacing. Too, I do have to tell you.
Thank you. $500 a copy. I know it's expensive. But pacing yourself is a way to preserve your energy. Pacing yourself throughout the day, especially when you haven't had a good night's sleep, especially when you have so many other things going in your life, save your energy for the right moment. Does that make sense?
Thank you. That's so helpful.
Yeah.
You know, very helpful. Thank you, Coach.
Save your energy for the right moment. You know your boss is going to call you in at 11 o'clock this morning. Don't get all crazy between 9 and 11. You know, just get quiet. Get patient with yourself. Protect your energy, because when your boss calls you in, you're on like American Idol. You better be on your game, right?
There you go.
There you
I
go.
Love it.
There
Coach Ron Tunick, thank you so much. The Thinking Room is his book. Get a copy. And you know what, really, everything that you just said is really take some time. I always say close your eyes and look inside, and you're going to find your destiny. And we're all here. We all have gifts that we were brought and purposes. That's what we talked about. Repurpose.
Repurpose.
I love it. If things aren't going your way and you want to restart your day, okay.
Well, here's a real quick repurpose. I'm a grandfather, right? So I'm doing things now for my grandkids. I've repurposed for my grandkids. I want to make my grandkids' life a little easier, a little better. Does that make sense?
I love it.
And you've got older kids, and I'm sure you're thinking about how to repurpose, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting because from our knowledge, we can make their life a little bit easier.
There you go.
And that's what it's all about. And give back. You know, everybody talks about giving back. Give back the knowledge that you've learned to make somebody else's life a little bit easier. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I would love to open up my lines right now. And let's give a couple of these books away. Taste of Kaneo by Bogopod. And all you have to do is call right now at 419-0008. Also, we're going to give a couple of the pairs of tickets away to Contiki on February 25th. That's the Ventura County Film Society. You got to get in. You got to go to it. There's like tons of different things to see. Also, I love it. It's a way of getting together in the dark. I love that. That was on the
Whoa,
thing.
Whoa, slow it down, girl.
I know, huh? I know. But anyways, when we come back, we're going to talk to Lorenzo De Stefano. And that's not Italian, is it? It is, like a Pagano. Okay, I like it. Anyways, we'll be right back. And I'd love for you to be a part of this. So again, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, your email, and which gift you want. So stay with us.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for restarting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And if it's your first time tuning in, we talk about the brighter side in the 805. And we've got a full studio here, and I hope that you've called in to win some great things right now. Again, our phone number is 419-0008. Our next guest is Lorenzo DeStefano. And he is with the Ventura Film Society. We got amazing films right here, but I'm excited. We've been giving away tickets, so definitely get your name in for the Contiki. That is February 25th, but we're going to continue to give tickets all the way through the series, so I'm really excited. Thank you so much for being a part
You're
of
welcome.
This. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your dedication.
Well, this Ventura Film Society started, I'm a filmmaker, I've been to many festivals and been treated well and poorly at different ones around the world. And when I moved here full-time in 07, I've been coming here for many years from L.A., you know, as a weekend thing. But when I moved full-time, I thought maybe the town could support that kind of a film society. We started as a festival once a year, which worked out well for a couple of years, but the town is not large enough really to support, at that time at least, a four-day festival with 100 films or something. So we branched it out into a year-round thing. So we show on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month at 420 East Santa Clara, downtown. We have our own little screening room, which we converted. We run February through the first week of December.
That's great. Last year,
and plus we do a lot of special screenings with different groups like the Rubicon, Ventura County Ballet, and so forth. So last year we did 25 films.
25? Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a lot, but when you stretch it, it's a regular thing. You know, it's what this volunteer support base and what my time allows. Any more than that becomes a problem, you know.
Right.
But it's got a loyal following and a lot of members. And
I was just going to say, now, how does somebody become a member?
Well, the membership thing is a good deal. It's a $100 membership. It's a 50% discount on the general admission ticket. So you get 20 admissions for 100. That's $5 each.
Wow.
$60 membership is 40% savings. That's 10 admissions. And I have a card here for you. So when you guys want to come. And then we sell, it's 10, 7, and 5. $10 general, 7 seniors, and 5 for students. And we do a lot of freebies, like your audience is calling in. And the city supports us, Rubicon, Patagonia, Barbara Meister, Micheline Sokharov, Patty Channer, lots of, mostly women, actually, who have stepped up to be our main donors at this point, which is the caring thing for them to do. And they believe in what we're doing.
And I love it. Now, let me ask you, the next one that's coming up, Contiki. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, a lot of people probably know about Thor Heyerdahl, the Norwegian explorer who set out to prove that Peruvians crossed the Pacific in balsa wood rafts and settled Polynesia, which was a wacky theory at one time, since proven to be true. He reenacted the voyage on a balsa wood raft, a great peril. 1947 Best Documentary Oscar went to Contiki, a documentary about him. This is a Norwegian film from last year, a dramatization, a big epic, with actors and visual effects and stuff. It's a very exciting film about that, about his struggle. Talk about believers. He believed, and no one else did.
Wow, I love it.
And so he set out to prove through his own journey that this was the way it could have happened, you know.
Very cool, very cool. You know, how do you pick your movies, or do they pick you?
Kind of true that they do. Yeah, after 6 years now, we have a big backlog of films, and we only announce 3 months at a time. So we book through April, and before we sign off, we'll tell people what the other selections are through April. And then in April, we announce May, June, July, and so forth. We try to stay open for things we don't know about yet. There's a flood of films from all over the world. And I have good connections with filmmakers and distributors, and we we get notices on what's coming up. Filmmakers say, can we screen a work in progress? And we do a lot of those kind of things, too.
Lorenzo, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Lorenzo DeStefano, and we're talking about the Ventura Film Society. We're giving tickets away right now, and so definitely get your name in, 419-0008. But how did you come up with this vision? What's your background?
Well, as I say, I thought maybe there could be room for it here, a place where...
Did you do it somewhere else?
I was part of forming a film society in British Columbia when I lived up there for 6 years. I moved out of L.A. and went far afield and then came kind of boomerang back
a
little bit.
Full circle, right?
But I lived on an island in British Columbia, Pender Island, and about 2,000 people, beautiful place, near Victoria. And some like-minded people wanted to do a film society, and I had some background in film. So, and it's still going on.
I love it.
That was in 06, I think it started. So I thought, well, if they can do it here with 2,000 people and rainy weather and, you know, an island culture, we could try it here.
Wow.
And so it started with a small group of volunteers, many of which are still with us, you know, and then accrued interest from others, you know.
So are they all documentaries, or is there...
No. We try to program in a kind of checkerboard pattern, the narrative film, narrative documentary. Documentaries are easier to market. They're very popular because people know what that's about. Narrative films are a little more nebulous, but unless there's a star, we don't really pick that way, but you know, it's harder to get across. Kon-Tiki,
right.
The description of Kon-Tiki is almost documentary-like because it's a true story.
Right.
But some of the others are a challenge, you know.
Right. Is there one movie that stood out in your mind that you...
Gone with the Wind, I think.
That's my favorite. Oh. No, it is. I'm telling you, that's one of my favorites.
I'm fascinated with this. Lorenzo, are you still... Can you make a movie for Kim and I? Can we do a movie of... Lorenzo could do a film.
There you go.
What would you want to do? What kind of movie?
Some inspirational. That's what my life's about, really. It's inspirational. I have always, you know, there was a movie back where either, you know, what the gift we give to our kids, maybe something like that. You know?
Well, they all have a certain amount of, you know, lesson and inspiration in them.
That's what I love, yeah.
I'm not so much, you know, fond of the inspirational quote, you know, it's almost like saying
the lesson,
a black filmmaker, an Asian filmmaker, we don't do that. You know, it's filmmaker.
Right.
A woman author is an author.
Right,
And you got to cut through some of these, it's sort of entry-level demographics that people have to get through before they get to the bigger picture, which is the creative juice, you know. So all these films are made with passion.
That's what it's passion. There you go.
Is to get it out there. You know?
I love it. That's a better word, passion. I'm all about that.
You're going to have to somebody write it. I mean, you have to have an idea, and then somebody has to write it.
You know, it's funny. So my son races go-kart since he's 4 and a half, and I've always wanted to put together a movie. I have it in my mind of what it is, of, you know, all the trials and tribulations, and talking about winners, what we were talking about. You know, there isn't a day that he's number one in the nation right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and...
we'll do the movie for you.
I'm telling you, you know, it's interesting because he has that little... When we were in Ecuador, I was looking for some kind of a good luck charm because, you know, and he's like, Mom, he's made it all the way to the top and something like, you know, somebody drove over him at the last minute and he gets off and he just shakes the next person's hand and there's people crying watching him. It's the most and not just because he's my son, but it's a vision that he has, and he's gotten tons of sponsors. People want to back him. He's just one of those kids, and I think that people have a magic behind them.
I think what you have to do with film, though, is, and I got just lucky, and it was at a junior college of all places, Moore Park, see films you never have seen before. And what I mean by that, the style of film. In the film class I took, I got to see movies that were made by literally who knows who, but it was so open, it was so inspiring. a lot of good movies come out, but everybody always says, oh, what about The Godfather? What about this? But when you go to a festival and you see somebody's small idea from their heart, it's really, really interesting. And like you say, oh, what a great woman film. I can't stand it when people
no,
say that.
No, yes.
Only because, isn't she a great female comic? No, she's funny. You know, shut up. You know, it's just so weird when people, oh, can you believe a woman could do that? Or could you believe anything could do that?
It's kind of on the step towards a bigger understanding. I got a call from a Japanese-American filmmaker, who's another label, but that's what she is, Yoko Kubota, who lives in Ojai. She's a journalist for Reuters.
See, that
she's
would tip me off to begin with. So sometimes you don't even want to know who made it. You just want to be introduced to the film. So you don't.
Well, she's trying to make a film about Fukushima, the nuclear disaster. And she came to us, or she was recommended by Jen Livia, who runs the Red Brick Gallery in downtown Ventura. And so I haven't met Yoko yet, but I put her in touch with David Pu'u and Eddie Lung. These are two nuclear activist filmmaker guys around here that I know. And they just met yesterday. I don't know how it went. But, you know, that kind of thing where, and she has a trailer. She has radioactive poisoning from shooting in Fukushima, from being there. So she's invested personally in it. And I said to her, you know, Yoko, I don't know a whole lot about you or your project, but it seems that you're part of the story. In other words, you shouldn't be the disembodied person. It should be about, partially about Yoko Kubota, worried about her family in Japan. What are we going to do with this situation?
Wow.
And that gives the film a center, a core that people need.
Only a few minutes left here on the Kim Pagano Show here. 1590.
That's right.
KVTA. So I believe, Tommy, and chime in on this, I think next year more of us will watch film on the computer, on YouTube specifically, than we will television. Maybe not next year, but within the next 2 or 3 years, we will see more stuff on YouTube. So my question, Lorenzo, is let's do a movie on Deardorff. No, I'm serious. There'll be a whole channel on organic farming.
No question.
Am I right on this? There's going to be 1,000. We're going to need more films.
Well, content is exploding, and you have CAPS TV where you can get local programming on. I'm sure you know about them. Food Network is overloaded with stuff, but there's certainly room for educating people.
Do you have any shows about food?
About what?
Food.
What about it?
Do you have any movies?
Well, some of them have food in them, but I don't know if any of them have been strictly
like
about.
Would you not watch a movie on how to prepare the soil? I mean, I would find
like
it
a Julia Child.
No, okay. I would go out to our raw dirt out here, and I would start. Let's do it, Tommy. Come
well,
on.
We did a.
What's get the our, hook? What's the reason? What yeah. came up like? And that's what's interesting when you see some of these movies, like what made somebody go and do what they did. There's great films on running marathons, and you think, how could that possibly be interesting? Then you see the people that are in it and the conversations.
The story. There's
really
a story.
Miraculous.
Yeah. Right, Lorenzo? You're going to.
Well, we did one in 2009 with CityCorps called Seeds of Life, which was about feeding, growing cherry tomatoes near the Justice Center and giving those to the Senior Nutrition Program. It was the first year they did it. Now they've done it for several years. They were buying tomatoes from Chile when we have all this area here. So this is the Senior Nutrition, the Ventura County Area Agency on
Aging.
Seeds
of Life, Part 2.
So Seeds of Life was what we did. Got a grant from the Community Foundation to make that a few years ago. So that was our foray into
Christina,
that kind of
see?
Thing.
There we go.
I'll produce the film, and Lorenzo can shoot it, and you can be the...
He's got me booked already, huh?
Yeah, there you go. See how it works? Well, this has been really, really fun. And Lorenzo, give out the website and tell everybody, how many people can sit in a movie theater?
5.
Well, we have about a capacity of about 100 in our little place, and then we screen. Our opening night last week was at the Museum of Ventura County, and then we screen at the Century 10 downtown too. When we have larger crowds,
Contiki? Where's this
Contiki's one? Contiki's going to be at our regular room, 420 East Santa Clara at Oak, and it's VenturaFilmSociety.com.
So let's just really quick. So we've got one on February 25th that's coming up. Then our next one.
Yeah, March 11th, you've got Beware of Mr. Baker, which is about Ginger Baker, the drummer from Cream and Blind Faith. He's an outrageous character. Battle of Algiers is March 25th. That's a famous film made in 66 about the Algerians trying to get France out of Algeria, which they succeeded in doing after 130 years. In 1962.
But now they can't get the Algerians out of France.
Yeah, exactly. And then, let's see, April 7th, I think it says here, Herb and Dorothy, 50 by 50, which is, we showed Herb and Dorothy the first film a few years ago. That's about Herb and Dorothy Vogel, who were kind of modern art collectors and amassed a huge collection and donated it to the National Gallery. This is a new follow-up to that. They donated 50 pieces to 50 museums in 50 states. And then closing with Neighboring Sounds in April, 22nd. That's a film from Brazil about paranoid urban dwellers.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait. We'll have you back on and kind of support this. I love that it's right here. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, thanks for helping us get the word out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, gosh, we are done with our show. That was fast. Coach, great great input. Thank you so much for being here. Christine, give out the number where everybody can find and get their box.
Sure. It's 200-5216, or just Google Fresh Picks, Deardorff Family Farms, and you'll find us and you'll find me.
There you go. All right. And also cooking. We've got a cooking thing coming up on Tuesday, so find that on my Facebook. Cheryl Spence, it's been great. Again, if you haven't already got your name in, call right now, 419-0008. Let me end the show with a moment of happiness. Practice hope. As hopefulness becomes a habit, you can achieve a permanent happy spirit. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a really great one.